Our next two contestants include one returning champion and one soon-to-be champion. First star of stage and screen, Kristen Milioti, is back, and with her from TV's Riverdale, Veronica Lodge herself, Camila Mendez. And together they star in the romantic comedy Palm Springs, which broke records at the Sundance Film Festival and is streaming right now on Hulu. Kristen, Camila, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome and welcome back.
Thank you.
Kristen, when you were on the show way back when, in 2012, you were the star of Once.
Yeah.
I know. Broadway at the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how long ago that feels to you.
So it feels both 20 years ago and 6 months ago.
Yeah.
At the same time is how it feels. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, God, I'm still tired from that. When was that? Oh my God, it was 8 years ago. Like, it's like, oh my God,
by
I'm
the way,
a tired person.
By the way, I saw her on Broadway when I was on a field trip in high school. Yeah. We went to go see Once. And she was, yeah, so it's super crazy that we're working together now.
It is, yeah. And now we're playing sisters.
Sisters. Yeah, look at that. And so, Kristen, last time you were on, we gave you a quiz that was about famous people from New Jersey.
Right, and I remember I cursed a lot during it and then was told numerous times throughout that I wasn't allowed to curse because it was NPR, but then I was getting so nervous and so upset by the game because I couldn't, like, my brain wasn't working fast. That right. I just kept cursing. Yeah.
Natural response, I would say. I would say it's a natural response.
Yeah.
So we have a couple games for you. Should we try your next challenge for the both of you?
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait.
Okay. Very good. We'll start with a fun frolic. Do either of you ever are you a card person? Like, do you like giving a card, receiving a card?
I thought you were going to talk about, like, card games. I was like, love card games.
What's No, like greeting cards.
No, I love receiving a card. I think it's so sweet. I definitely cherish, like, the good ones for sure. And I store all the ones that I'm like, wow, this one, like, really made me cry. This one's super special. Yeah. Like, I'll put this one away. And I still have them from, like ex-boyfriends and old friends or my mom's card when I was, like, 12 years old. Oh. Things like that I think are so special to keep.
I have a friend who occasionally, after having had him over for dinner, he will write a handwritten thank you note.
Oh, that's so sweet. Wow. I have a friend like that, too. Yeah.
And it's I've always like, admired people
moly.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. It's like the... Because, what did it take him? 60 seconds to do?
Yeah,
but it's
right.
still,
yeah.
Just the act of it is such a bold, startling gesture. It's
totally.
Do you then respond to them to let them know that you are thankful for receiving their card?
Yes. Yeah,
I just send them a text. I send them a text. It says,
good.
Got your card, THX.
THX?
No, THX. Yeah. I'm just kidding.
Cold. XOXO, Gossip Girl. Yeah.
Savage. Are we about to plug, like, a card company? Like, what's going on here?
Exactly.
That's right.
We're just trying to get one sponsor, okay, Camila? Yeah. We're just trying to get one sponsor during
Times
this
are
time.
Tough.
Yeah.
We have a game called Hallmark Holidays.
Ooh.
Yes. So we found that there are some real Hallmark cards out there that are for very specific occasions or recipients. So we are going to throw those out to you what the card says, and you're just going to tell us what the specific occasion or recipient is.
Okay, great.
Oh, wow.
Kristen, this one's for you. Becoming an adult takes a lot of hard work and one huge party. Live it up.
Graduation party?
Close.
Bat mitzvah?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, bar mitzvah.
Wow, those are so very different.
I know.
I told my dad once I wanted one, and then he was like, "That you're not Jewish."
I did the same thing. Can I have one? And they were like, "No."
We don't have to do it.
Yeah, my parents. I am Jewish, and my parents were very traditional. And I was like, "I want one." They're like, "No, it's just for boys."
Yep. Whoa, not fair.
Wow.
Did you ever throw yourself one?
No, I just became a woman silently.
As one does.
Just on your own time.
That's right.
Okay, Camila, here is the next one.
All right.
The front of this card is a drawing of a cat wearing sunglasses in a hammock.
Got it.
And inside it says, welcome to the 7-day weekend.
To the 7-day weekend?
Yeah. If you were our age, it would be on your mind a lot.
Well, retirement.
Retirement is correct.
All right, Kristen. One summer warmer, one autumn richer, one winter deeper, one springtime lighter.
You're a year old?
That's more appropriate.
Because it's a very flowery message for a baby.
But you're right. Using one is correct. I almost will give you the...
Oh, it's a wedding anniversary.
Yes, first wedding anniversary.
That's silly.
Wow.
I know. That's how it's supposed to feel.
That's silly.
Imagine, though, if that was a baby card. That'd be so funny for a one-year birthday.
Yeah, to give them, like, an incredibly eloquent, like, yeah. Why can't you read this?
Right.
Yeah.
Very long, multi-stanza poem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop stumbling around and sit down and listen.
This is the last one. Camille, that's for you.
All
this
right.
is a thank you card to a specific person, and it says, thank you for all the good hair days. You're the best.
Is this a thank you to a hairstylist?
It certainly is. It's right in the
really?
Thank you hairstylist section.
I definitely need one of those.
I, like, completely shut down during haircuts.
Why? Because you're terrified of the results?
Yes. Because I sit there being like, is this changing my face yet? Uh-oh. Was what I wanted plastic surgery, not a haircut? Oh, I forgot.
Okay, that's the end of the game. Kristen, Camila, you are tied.
Wow.
True sisterly
competition.
Yeah. Yeah.